What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to the show. It's Friday, May 20th. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Pow, Hana Friday. Hopefully going to have a relaxing weekend as things continue to get kind of weird out there in the real world. For those of you attempting to reach our website, apparently DirectNIC, which is the domain registrar for a huge percentage of the internet, has been under a distributed denial of service attack since very early this morning. And I don't have any reason to suspect that this is directed at me, because a lot of websites are being affected, and it's kind of hard to understand just why somebody would do this. Maybe it's a test of a future attempt to take down the internet. Maybe it's they're trying to do a false flag to blame on those gosh darned Iranian hackers, you know. Or maybe it's something that they're doing because, as you know, the White House wants to launch this new cybersecurity initiative. And we're all out here saying, well, why do we need it? We've got plenty of laws you're not even enforcing now. So maybe they decided, well, let's wreck the place really good. Then they'll have to come to us and give us their tax money to fix it back up again. So we don't know what's going on, but it is being repaired, and our site is visible over most of the planet right now. We changed name servers to get around some of these issues. Did some other things as well, and we're trying to get these technical issues handled. But before I go to the phone lines here, I just want to point out, when we see things like DirectNIC being hacked and shut down like this, it's in the same category of events like the Deepwater Horizon oil well explosion or the flooding of the Mississippi Valley and the Great Plains because the flood control infrastructure has been allowed to crumble. It's in the same vein as the mine disaster last year, or collapsing bridges and crumbling roadways. It's just one more indication of the complete and utter failure of the American government, the United States federal government, to take care of this country, because they're too busy trying to take care of Israel. All the money and all the problem and all, everything. We got to take care of Israel. Got to support Israel. Got to do this stuff. And here, the United States of America, this country, is literally rotting and crumbling before our eyes. Let's go to the phone. We have a caller, Alexander. Welcome to the show, and what is on your mind?
Hey, what's going on? I see you're going through the DDoS attack over there. I just wanted to let you know I could probably help you out with that because I run my own DNS server. I don't know if the new name servers are working for you or not.
The new name servers are working just fine, but unfortunately, since I was with DirectNIC, the propagation of the new name servers is basically hostage to the DDoS attack, and we're just going to have to sit here patiently and wait this out.
And wait for it to... Okay, yeah, because I created a DNS record on my domain server, and I was going to offer to point you over my way to help get you through this. Yeah, you've been down since last night, and if I had a number to get a call... hold of you, probably around like 1 o'clock last night, and went down.
Well, I have systems that watch my other systems, and they woke me up at 1 o'clock this morning. So we were on it. But again, it's DirectNIC's problem. It's not our host. It's not our servers. Everything at our end is working correctly, and DirectNIC is still trying to deal with this. I don't know. Maybe it's some extortioners. Maybe somebody's saying, you know, you send so many millions of dollars electronically to this account in the Cayman Island, and we'll stop wrecking your domain. Could be a weapons test. We really don't
right
know.
I think you were right with the false flag thing to get their, the Protect IP Act going through. They got a whole slew of different legislation to censor this, that, and the other thing. So they're trying to get the new cyber security bill through. You see what they're doing with the censorship of the videos over there in Great Britain.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about that a little bit later. I mean, this is classic U.S. government in action. Wreck something that works just fine, then charge you taxes to let you go back to using a weaker version. Kind of the way these things work. All right. Anything else, Alexander? We're kind of at the end of the segment here.
Nope, that's all right. That's all right.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have a good Friday and have a good weekend. We'll be talking to you later on. We're going to take a break here for some commercials, pay a few bills around here, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 40.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I have to admit, I'm a little disappointed. Because as you know, tomorrow is supposed to be the end of the world. All the Christians are going to get raptured up into heaven. And earlier in this week, you know, I put out an offer that any Christians who truly believed in the end times and the rapture were welcome, invited to sign over their worldly goods to me in order to fund our continuing operation here. Because after all, you know, if they truly believe, they're not going to need the stuff. And I figured after all the displayed certainty and certitude, when they come up and pound on the door of my home and they're just absolutely convinced that they know the nature of the universe and that their God is really there and these things are going to happen, I thought with that much certainty and faith, I'd get a few takers. Not one. Not one at all. No, absolutely not. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I'm so disappointed. Talk about, thee of little faith here. We're going to go back to the phones. Michael in California. Aloha, Michael. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I don't know if you knew, but I'm originally from Maui, so I know a little bit of the Aloha spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And like to say mahalo and ask you if you've had an opportunity to take a look at a site called arrestwanted.com, because it's a very important solution that hasn't been taken a hard look at yet.
You've called the show three times about this, and you know
Take a look into it.
Yeah, I take a look at. We're dealing with directniks and stuff. Okay, I will look at it over the weekend. All right, but this is three times.
Well, could I just get into a little bit of what it's about?
No, not until I look at it. Thank you very much. All right. I get very upset when people call in pushing websites and information past me to you, and I have not had a chance to look at it. And yes, I have been remiss in not looking at this guy's website, but I've been a little tied up this week. And, you know, there's only so much Michael to go around. And that's the situation. I will look at it over this weekend. But I have had so many websites thrown at me lately, especially this last week, which are, to be blunt about it, utter nonsense. And I don't know if this one is or is not. But until I look at it, I want to have an idea of what I'm talking about before I let Michael back on the show here. Anyway, getting back to the situation here, I think obviously the big news on a serious note is yesterday's Obama speech. Now, as you know, before the show yesterday, President Barack Obama went on TV and he made a speech which the American corporate media hailed as the president finally standing firm against Israel and calling for the 1967 borders and for Palestine and Israel to sit down at the negotiating table, which was the sellout point. Because Palestine is getting ready to declare itself a state, which is exactly how Israel came into being. And Israel's goal is to somehow prevent that from happening, to either get the United Nations to block it, and the United Nations has nothing to say about it, any more than the United Nations had nothing to say when Israel declared themselves to be a state. And so the message from Obama to Palestine was, don't do anything reckless and declare yourself a state. Sit down at the table, and as long as Israel's security concerns are met, everything will be fine. Well, of course, this puts control of the situation back in the hands of Israel, because Israel's security concerns will never, ever be met. That's been their stalling tactic all along. Oh, we can't draw a border because the terrorists will move up next to the border and start throwing, you know, water balloons across the fence and rust our Mercedes. And it was a sellout. It was a very carefully crafted sellout designed to fool Americans into thinking, ahead of the 2012 elections, that Obama was actually going to stand firm against Israel and not grovel and abase himself and us before them. But it really didn't work, because already Israel came out and said, we flatly reject the Obama plan. Anything that talks about giving up one square inch of the land we stole from Palestine is a non-starter. The 1967 borders are no longer viable. We want Israel, the same message. It really all belongs to us. They have to leave. And so, needless to say, the Palestinians weren't particularly impressed with Barack Obama. And here's where it gets kind of interesting. Barack Obama tried to con all of you into believing that he is going to stand firm against Israel, because Obama understands that most of you have figured out no government can serve two masters. And a government that serves Israel is not serving the American people. And then Israel turns around and they publicly humiliate Obama by saying, this is never going to work. We're not even going to talk to you about this. Netanyahu is out there laughing and basically saying Obama doesn't understand the reality of the situation, which is it's going to go on being what Israel wants and nothing else. And so now Obama is in this situation because he's made these demands of Israel. Israel said, you know, go jump in the lake. And if Obama does absolutely nothing now, he's going to look even more like a pussy than he did before. I mean, think about what happened just about a year ago, when Israel attacked the aid fleet in international waters and murdered a U.S. citizen in cold blood in international waters. And President Pussy went and made excuses for Israel. Yeah, it's okay for them to kill Americans. And so now he's trying to look tough for Israel because he understands that this constant obeisance to Israel is not going to look good with the American voters next year. And he's trying to stand tall. And Israel said, we're not listening to you. So now what is President Pussy going to do? If he was a real president looking after America, he'd stop sending those checks to Israel. Because that is how you get Israel to pay attention to what the United States of America really wants. You just cut off the funding. But as long as Obama stands there and accepts his public flogging at the hands of Benjamin Netanyahu and doesn't actually do anything, then this staged, talk-tough hoax is going to crater as badly as the "I got Bin Laden" hoax did just a couple of weeks ago. The backlash from this, he's going to wind up looking worse because he can't back up his tough talk. And America does not need a president who talks tough with Israel. America needs a president who is tough with Israel. And President Pussy is not it. It's all pretense and fraud. And pretty much the rest of the world's opinion is saying exactly the same thing. They're basically saying his speech is dead on arrival. And it was rather amazing because over there in Egypt, where his speech from 2 years ago was received with tremendous applause and confidence that finally there was going to be peace in the Mideast, and the reaction overnight to Obama's speech yesterday is basically they don't think that he's going to be able to walk his talk. And we already know he's not going to walk his talk. He never has. He's a master at spinning illusions and acting like he's doing something about that, but he can't really handle the country. He can't bring back the infrastructure, can't bring back the economy, can't bring back the manufacturing. He's powerless against the Gulf of Mexico oil disaster, and he's powerless against Israel. It's all show and nice suit and great presentation, and he's a masterful public speaker, and he's not really good for much of anything else at all. Over in Israel, Haaretz is basically saying that the speech was a political victory for Netanyahu because Obama gave Netanyahu everything he wanted, which is delaying Palestinian statehood and putting control in the negotiations back on Israel. And Netanyahu turned around and said, "Thank you for everything, but we're not going to give you anything back." The American press sold all of these concessions as, "Oh, now Netanyahu, you know, has to listen to the proposal for the 1967 borders." And Netanyahu said, "No, I don't. You gave me everything that I wanted up front. It's not up to me whether I'm going to give you anything back, and I'm not going to give you anything back." And that is a typical, historically proven Israeli response. And so now Obama is standing there looking humiliated, as he deserves, and Netanyahu's laughing at him. Anyway, moving right along here. And by the way, Israel has already gone back to building more illegal settlements on stolen Palestinian land. The halt, the pause that Netanyahu ordered to look good as he came over here to the United States of America is already over. The bulldozers are rolling again. Now, a lot of people fell for Obama's speech yesterday, and we saw a whole bunch of articles out there saying, okay, now Obama's going to stand up to Israel, and now Obama has to tell Netanyahu, you know, leave this next aid flotilla to Gaza alone. And I'm going to tell you right now, Obama's not going to do that. Obama did not intervene last year when people were being murdered in international waters. He didn't intervene with this last boat that was fired on, you know, a couple of weeks ago. He didn't intervene when Israel started shooting over the borders, killing protesters using guns and ammunition supplied by the United States of America. And Obama is not going to intervene with this next boat, the Audacity of Hope, which is sailing in June. He's not going to do it. The man is all suit and nothing inside. He's a puppet. America is run by a puppet ruler. And he proved it again yesterday. He got up there and he did a little song and dance about, "I'm going to be tough on Israel." And it took less than 24 hours for Israel to turn around and laugh at him. And please remember this next year when we go into the elections here, if we still have elections. Meanwhile, AIPAC, which is in its big confab this week, and Obama is going to speak to them on Sunday morning, which is when we'll find out really, you know, how firmly his lips are applied to the Israeli gluteus maximi. And outside analysts are saying very clearly the agenda of the AIPAC conference this year is war with Iran. Israel wants President Obama to send your sons and daughters to make war on Israel's enemies. They're just looking for some kind of a ginned-up excuse that will trick you into thinking, oh yes, we have no choice but to throw the lives of our young people into yet another war on yet another one of Israel's enemies. They're going to have to come up with a doozy, because I think most people understand that these wars that we're fighting are not in America's interest. They are fought for Israel. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha America, welcome back to the show here, and the number of readers showing on the front of whatreallyhappened.com is starting to climb up to its usual levels for a Friday afternoon, so I'm going to infer that DirectNIC has succeeded in propagating our name server change, and more people are able to access the site. Yeah, some more people are showing up in the chat rooms as well. So it looks like we're getting back to normal. If this was a false flag attack, it kind of limped out. What can I tell you here? All right, moving right along here, I want to talk about the economy. First of all, we just found out here in Hawaii, our initial jobless claims have jumped 12.5% over the same time last year. Double-digit jobless increase. And over at the Pacific Business News, they're wringing their hands and saying, oh, what will we do? What will we do? And I just wrote them, get rid of the TSA. When the TSA is gone, tourism will come back. When tourism comes back, the jobs will come back. It is that simple. Nobody can enjoy a vacation in Hawaii when they're treated like POWs coming and going. That's just common sense, a commodity apparently outlawed under the current regime. TSA has never, ever, 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 ever once caught a real terrorist. But they're certainly really good at stealing things out of luggage. They busted another TSA theft ring here a couple of weeks ago. They arrested another TSA worker yesterday for child molestation. Finally, they're catching up with these guys. If we lose the TSA, our economy will come back. If we keep the TSA, we're going to have to sit here and watch our lovely state wither away and die. It's like watching a loved one dying from cancer. It's just day after day of agony, watching it get worse and worse, and you know the ultimate outcome. So, anyway, moving right along here. The U.S. Treasury Department, as you know, the federal government hit their debt ceiling this last week. Now, you and I, ordinary people, responsible American citizens, when we run out of debt and money, we stop spending. Again, that's just common sense. No more money, no more spending. No more room in the credit card, no more spending. That is just common sense. But leave it to the federal government to find a way to break that common sense rule. The U.S. Treasury Department is getting ready to transfer, to borrow, which they'll never pay back, $45 billion from federal retirement funds in order to keep the government going. Now, remember, back during the Clinton administration, when they were borrowing from the cash set aside for the baby boomer retirements, that was considered a loan. But they're not able to pay that. I mean, remember, during the Clinton years, we were told, wonderful, booming economy. Everybody had jobs, money was flowing all over the place. And they still were having to borrow from the Social Security Fund to get the, keep the government going. And if you're borrowing that kind of money when the economy is really, really good, then obviously, again, common sense is going to tell you there's never going to be an economic condition under which that money can be paid back. But the problem with our system of government is every Congress and every president, they're only thinking about the end of their own term. And then it's somebody else's problem to solve. So Bill Clinton took all that money out of Social Security, and they spent it as general revenues, and they said, budget surplus, are we not clever? And they stuck the later administrations and us with the fact that Social Security is now underfunded to deal with the retiring baby boomers. And the entire government has just been plunged hideously into debt by this fraud, this pyramid scheme, this Ponzi scheme called the Federal Reserve. And now they're looting their own employees' pension funds. And if you are a federal employee and you're listening to the sound of my voice, they're never ever going to put that money back unless they just start cranking up the printing presses and print up, you know, billions and billions, trillions of dollars of paper money. They'll put it back in there and it'll look like you've got your pension, but the money in there will be worthless because hyperinflation is going to destroy its value. They are stealing your retirement. And by the way, I want to go back and talk about the call that we had here yesterday because I got a lot of emails about it. Right now we're hearing from politicians going into next year about all those gosh darn entitlements. They're the reason the nation is broke. No, the nation is broke because it's bankrupted itself on war after war after war after war, all on the basis of lies and fraud and deception. That's where the money is going. Trillions for war, billions for Israel, trillions to bail Wall Street out of the criminality. And every politician turns around and says, well, we must take something away from the teachers and the firefighters and the retirees and the old and the sick and the weak because, heck, they can't fight back anyway. We're not talking about charity when we talk about unemployment insurance. We're not talking about charity when we talk about Medicare or Medicaid. We're not talking about charity when we talk about Social Security. You have paid into that system your entire life. Look at that little stub that comes on your paycheck. And you see all those little deductions that are taken out every single check. That's where the money is coming from. It's supposed to be money the government manages for your benefit. And all of these people who are looking at cuts to Medicare and Social Security, it's their money that's on the line, not government money. It's their money. These are people who have obeyed the government, played the game by the rules, paid into the system for their entire lifetimes, and now that they're at the end of their working life and they need that money back, the government just changes the rules. And it calls them deadbeats. And it calls them leeches. And it says, oh, they're a burden on the taxpayer. Those are taxpayers. The fact that they're not paying as much in taxes right now does not detract from the fact they have been taxpayers their entire life. And the government owes a debt of honor to make good on all the promises made in order to justify all the withholding from the check. So, let's see. Are we near a break? Oh, Karen Tostado's on the line. Are we on a break or can I take Karen's call? We're on a break. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll be talking with Karen Tostado.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Water it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones. Karen Tostado, aloha. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Michael. Well, thank you for having me. I just actually wanted to share a comment that came from my husband, and that is, you know that it's bad out there when they're starting to eat their own in terms of the retirement funds.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The last thing a cancer eats is itself.
Yeah, it's very bad out there. While they keep losing money, like the $2.3 trillion they lost on the day before 9/11 that we don't hear about.
Yeah, it's funny how they're not trying to go back and find that, because, my goodness, the government could certainly use that money right now to hold off this debt ceiling crisis. And, oh, golly gee whiz, I mean, they're asking all of us to, like, live on pennies, and they go and lose, and actually it's more than 2.3. There were two losses that went unexplained at the Pentagon before 9/11, totaling almost $3.5 trillion. And it's like, no big deal, these things happen, but you Americans have to cough up another nickel each.
That's right. And we have to see exactly where your money went. Now, if you make over, what, $600, you got to file tax returns. That's pretty easy. You know, I did want to say, though, Michael, that I was listening on Tuesday. Actually, I took some days off. I unplugged my computer for 3 whole days, and it was wonderful. But Al had his on, and we were listening to you on Tuesday, and I believe you had Andrea call in, who said that she participated on the 15th. You know, she didn't spend any money, and she thought of peaceful ways to bring down this government. And I want to say thank you to her and to all the people that are starting to get the power we can have with an economic boycott by keeping our own money. Every 15th, over 300 million of us here, we can start to make a difference.
Well, you know, as a follow-on to that right now, I think in addition to basically keeping our money out of the system and not letting them play with it, I think we need to start deciding for ourselves exactly what money is. And I think we need to go back to the wisdom of the founding fathers of the United States of America. Money is something of value, not a unit of debt. And the reality is that the entire Federal Reserve is a scam and a fraud perpetrated on the American people to strip them of their wealth for the benefit of the private bankers with the assistance of a corrupt Congress and a corrupt president.
Right.
And it's time for us to recognize that the bankers and the government are the enemy of the American people, not some mythical terrorist off in a cave in Afghanistan, not some Illuminati, not some Masonic conspiracy. The enemy of the people is in Washington, D.C. and Wall Street.
And they passed legislation that does not apply to themselves. It does apply to us. They keep creating more and more bogus jobs so that they can fill themselves up at our expense. And it is totally a mafia system. And until and unless the American people wake up to that and understand that they want our money and they want our children to fight their wars while they destroy the planet and have us destroy each other, it will continue.
Yeah, it absolutely will. I mean, we're talking, you know, about TSA, and these, now we're finding out that after Johns Hopkins and MIT came out and said that these naked scanners are actually bad for you and destroy your skin DNA and can give you skin cancer, TSA came out and said, oh, no, we did tests, and they're perfectly safe. Then we find out the tests are completely rigged. It's like there's absolutely no respect for the American people by any institution of government. And respect has to be a two-way street. Government certainly makes no bones about the fact they demand that we, the people, respect them and honor their high and lofty positions. But respect cannot be compelled. It must be earned. And the first way that you earn respect is to offer it in return. And every time the government lies to the American people or passes arbitrary laws saying, okay, for them to do what you're not allowed to do, that is a sign of disrespect. That's a sign they think very low of you. They think you're an easy, you know, you're a dupe. You're a moron. You're easy to fool with these lies, like these sloppy Photoshop fakes of Osama bin Laden that we got a couple of weeks ago here. It's a slap in the face. They really think you're all idiots. And I think we have to understand this is not a respectable government, and it's not a respectable banking industry.
No, it is a mafia. And this morning I was sent a link to a YouTube from, I think, a Channel 5 in Tennessee, where the police force there, they're just pulling over trucks because they are suspected of money laundering. If they find any money on you, and it's not only trucks now, they take your money because it might be suspected as being profit from drug money. And if you can't prove that it's yours, they're going to confiscate it, and then you're going to have to fight them if you even get a chance to get your money back to prove that it's yours.
Yeah, that's the civil forfeiture laws, and this has been a problem that has been growing for many, many years, and it goes back to the mid-90s when these laws started being passed. And now, as the nation starts to really go into the final collapse, these local jurisdictions are turning to the civil forfeiture laws to fund themselves. And it's like the witch hunts of medieval period. If you pay people to hunt witches, they're going to find and burn people to keep those paychecks coming in. And what we have right now is we've turned our police forces from enforcing the laws and protecting the people and serving the public into these giant money confiscation machines. And that's what they're doing. And in their own mind, they're doing good because, hey, we've got to keep funding ourselves because we're the law enforcement and blah, blah, blah. And they're not really able to look in the mirror and see what they've become. But it's pillaging the public. The states and local communities are having to resort to pillaging the citizenry to keep meeting their payroll down at City Hall. And, you know, it's one of those stages that we're going to have to go through on the way to the final collapse. I mean, the U.S. government is now pillaging its own employees' retirement money. And nobody's going to loan this government any more money. And if the Federal Reserve goes back to printing more money on quantitative easing, you're going to see the nations and individuals and institutions that hold U.S. debt, they're going to start getting out of it because the dollar value is dropping rapidly.
It is, and it's another reason.
There is no way out of this mess. I mean, the government painted us into this huge corner together with Wall Street, The crash is inevitable. It's only a question of when. And what we, the American people, need to be really thinking about right now is what kind of nation and what kind of government we want in this land after the crash is already over. Let's look at what happened with the Russian republics. They came out of the crash of the USSR with a much better nation, much more attuned to the needs of the individual people. Same with the French Revolution. After that was all over, they had to go through a couple of revolutions, and they finally got a government that was taking care of the needs of the people. And we need to start thinking ahead of time, what do we want to come into existence in this land? Because there's going to be no end of carpetbaggers who are going to show up, and they're going to say, I've got a brand new government all ready to go here. Just sign your name on the dotted line, my friend, and we'll get you plugged right in to our new system. And it will just be the same system with a different paint job. So, you know, I like the Constitution, and I like the first 13 amendments. I don't think we need the Electoral College anymore in this day and age. But, you know, rule number one, no private central bank. Rule number two, no private central bank. Rule number three, no private central bank, and I'll let the rest of you argue about the rest of the rules.
There you go. Although I think, too, individual sovereignty and state sovereignty needs to come into play. And we also need to understand that fractional reserve banking is definitely not acceptable. You know, I think fees and other ways to collect money, we need to go back to the way it was before they started really ripping us off in 1913. And also to really understand how much power we would have if we simply said no. Possibly the 15th of next month, if people all over the world said no, if we were prepared, if we did pull off a global strike for a week or 2 weeks, if we weren't working every hour to pay for these miscreants to steal our money while suppressing us and living a high life, it would make a huge difference if we told them no. I'm not going to go to work. You can't have my money. You cannot have my children. I've got food and water here, and I'm tired of it. I'm going to start cleaning up my town, my neighborhood, and rebuild from the inside out.
Well, we definitely need to go back to the model of local communities producing and consuming within their own borders what they need, because this globalist model has fallen flat on its face. It was globalism that turned the Wall Street mortgage-backed security fraud into a global financial meltdown, and now we're seeing how an earthquake and tsunami in Japan has kneecapped the American auto factories because they were dependent on those parts coming from the other side of the world. And so this globalism, centralism model, and you know, the funny thing is the Soviet Union was notorious for this. They loved having one big, gigantic factory making whatever was needed and then shipping it all over the Soviet Union. And every time that one factory would burn down or explode, which happened fairly frequently, the entire economy would lock up because key critical components were no longer available until the factory got rebuilt.
Well, they really have set it up against us. You know, we were watching a film last night called The Madness of King George with Helen Mirren. And it's several years old. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's very good. And the Tudors, and if people would start watching that and understand that our money supports systems like that and people like that who are totally out of control, who have all these sycophants running around trying to be part of the court. You know, oh, let me go to the big parties, let me do this. And they produce nothing.
I want to be on the A-list. I want to be among the beautiful people.
That's it. But they produce nothing, and their behavior is absolutely atrocious. And these are the people.
And they've convinced themselves that that's the way God wanted the universe. Believe it or not, they're still living under that thing about divine right. Oh, I'm the beautiful and the elite. I'm supposed to have all the money and power and not have to really, you know, I don't have to work 9 to 5 to do it. And, you know, you look at all these scammers like Bernie Madoff and Michael Goldberg and what's the other one they just threw in jail a couple of days ago? I'm blanking on his name. And even in this Strauss Kahn and the way he's behaving, and now apparently it's coming out, he's been attacking maids all along. But because he's wealthy and a banker and IMF, everybody turns a blind eye. There's an article I put up on whatreallyhappened.com where somebody went in and said, let's talk about the woman who got attacked. Now, nobody has her name and nobody has her photo because under the law, as a victim of a sexual crime, she's promised confidentiality. But they're saying, you know, if you look at the statistics of sexual attack on hotel workers, it's like this sort of, you know, unwritten rule that the hired help at hotels are fair game for the predatory instincts of these ultra-rich people. And it's these predatory instincts that made them ultra-rich. These are not altruistic people who rise to the top of these corporations. These are the sociopaths and the sharks of our society. They are the most primitive and barbaric of human nature rises to the top of power and wealth in our world, and it's a shame that that happens. We keep saying, you know, great wealth and politics attract the very sort of people who should not be allowed to have it. And one of the good things about the way the United States was originally set up was controls were put on the most powerful offices in the land on the recognition that people were going to be attracted to those jobs that really weren't going to be the best sort to be allowed to have them. And that's why all these checks and balances were put on there. And over time, they've all been thrown away. Now we're looking at Congress getting ready to hand the president an unqualified license to invade and conduct war against anybody he wants, anytime he wants, anywhere he wants. That is dictatorship, when President Obama or President whoever can look over at a country and say, those people, they amuse me, let's bomb them. And the bombs start falling, and there's no check on that whatsoever. And he says, you, all of you Americans, wrap up your 18, 19-year-old sons and daughters. We got to send them over and drop them on another one of Israel's enemies, because that's what will be coming. These wars are all not fought for the benefit of the United States of America. They're fought for Israel. AIPAC is in there in Washington, D.C. right now saying, you send your American kids to go kill our enemies again, or we won't give you money to run in 2012. That's literally what's being said over there.
I believe it.
How many?
A friend of ours, unfortunately, these people are great people. They totally do not get it, don't want to think about 9/11, go to Civil War reenactments so that they can live the old glory days, which completely is beyond me. I mean, why do you want to commemorate such a loss of life? And again, if you look back, you got the bankers, you've got Lincoln, you've got all these problems there specifically made so that you can go out and kill yourself while they swallow everything up in the background. And he's thinking that he can just go in and get a cushy job in the background and he won't ever have to see any fighting or anything else. But once you enlist, you take orders. You don't have any right to think for yourself, and you end up doing some hellacious things that are condoned by this government, which also condones torture. You know, if people do a search about Iraq veterans who are for peace and who are against the war, they can find out just what we are doing over there in the other parts of the world that we would not allow here. And if our neighborhoods were being
They're allowing it here. That's the real danger. I mean, they're already out there screaming that the fact that they got bin Laden on May 1st proves torture works and that we have to go on using it. I mean, they're pushing so hard to take us into this dictatorship and this tyrannical state. And, you know, I mean, my grandfather on my mother's side, the one who won the Croix de Guerre in World War I, he lost a lung to German mustard gas, was drinking buddies with Richard Nixon. If he saw what the United States had become today, you know, he would be leading the revolution. I mean, this is a man who dedicated his life and major parts of his body, United States as it was formed. And what we have here today, with a government that is openly disdainful of the Constitution, he wouldn't recognize the place. We put up this tape that was taken apparently in hotels. They're now hanging up these signs from Department of Homeland Security: if you see something suspicious, report it. And on the list of suspicious activity is a desire for privacy. When did privacy become a suspicious activity? I mean, I'm willing to go at it with my wife out on the balcony, but the paparazzi will get pictures and we'll get arrested. There's a certain amount of privacy we're allowed to have without being considered criminals.
That's true. They want to know everything about us. They want to be able to regulate everything. We will not be able to think for ourselves, and already we're so propagandized that too many of us think that the way that we're headed is right. And instead of having trials or anything else, we just go out and arbitrarily murder people. And why would this make sense to anybody really who thought about why murder Osama? I mean, he's already dead, so I understand that you couldn't do that. But if he really were alive, why wouldn't he be questioned? If you want to condone torture, why wouldn't they use it on
him? Roll up the network. Roll up the terror network. That's the thing. Yeah, you know, I mean, if this is really the terror mastermind, you know, and no, we don't want to see anybody die, but it's worth losing a couple of your SEAL team to get this guy alive and then basically use him to get the rest of the terror network. I mean, the whole thing was a joke to begin with. But, you know, we're in this stage way, way back when Abu Ghraib was first revealed to the world. And I wrote an article and I said, here is the point of no return for people, because if you are seduced across this line of saying, yeah, it's okay to torture people, then you're not going to go back. See, dictatorships and tyrants don't appear overnight and everybody starts to obey them. It's a long, ongoing process. In the early days, Hitler made a lot of sense. People liked him. It was Time Magazine's Man of the Year for the economic miracle he pulled off in Germany. But as you lure the people forward and forward, you get them to start to compromise their value system a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more, and you wave flags at them and you say there's a threat out there and they're danger. And then once you get them across that line of torture at Abu Ghraib, then they can't look at themselves in the mirror anymore. They become the most fanatical of supporters of the government. The government has to be right, because if the government was wrong to support torture, then they themselves were personally wrong to support it. And people don't want to see that about themselves, and that is how they get trapped in the dictatorship. We got to take a break. Karen, stick around. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And, you know, Karen, I really don't think we're going to have to worry about this banking system and this government for very much longer. I don't see how they can keep it going. I mean, they're down to raiding their own employees' pension plans, and they have no way of putting the money back. Senator Coburn is out there screaming that taxes have to be raised. I mean, when was the last time you heard a Republican screaming for tax increases? That's how bad it's getting. Their solution to everything is take more from the people to give to the bankers, when the real common sense solution is to do what Andrew Jackson did and say, you guys have made enough money, pulling the plug and going back to a U.S.-issued value-based currency, which is what was intended by the Founding Fathers. It's what works for the best for the peace and prosperity of the American people. The money junkies have had their fix. They're going to have to go into withdrawal. They're going to have to go into treatment. We need a hospital for money junkies, you know, a drying out center or whatever they call rehab. We need money junkie rehab in this country.
Thank you for taking my call, Michael. And folks, please consider United We Strike and the fact that if we were really free, we wouldn't be classified as tenants on our own property and we wouldn't be subjected to all these taxes to keep all these people who are horrible people or acting horribly in positions of power to just lord it over us. It's time to wake up.
Yeah, it absolutely is. We are not a free people. Free people have the right to say no. There is no freedom without the freedom to say no. If you can't say no to all that is being done to you by this government and the banking system, then you are a slave. As much as the antebellum blacks, the medieval serfs, or the Roman slaves. It's just a method of enslavement is a little bit more clever in the hopes that you will not notice it. All righty, let's see. I think we have time for one quick call before we get our guest in hour number two. Mike in Colorado. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing there? Great show.
Thank you. You're speaking
some refreshing. It's refreshing to hear people speak the truth, not like some neocon talk show hosts, you know, just twisting stuff
around.
I'm
a paleocon.
I'm sorry?
I said I'm a paleocon.
Okay. Well, you know, I just wanted to bring up two things, the birth certificate and then the original 13th Amendment.
Yes. The Titles of Nobility Act.
In my strong opinion, I really think that this Bin Laden thing was a deflection to cover up, you know, the real birth certificate. Have you ever heard of Orly Tates and Lucas Smith?
Yeah, I have. And this is a distraction. And what it is Barack Obama is going to make this an issue for 2012. They're going to wave it around, and then he's going to come out and admit that, you know, he was a love child, and this is insulting his mother and bringing back deeply personal, blah, 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 and he'll ride the sympathy into a second term of in the Oval Office. So this is really a non-issue. This is really a non-issue, this Orly Tate's birth certificate thing. It's another campaign tactic to get you to look at something other than the economy and the wars and the rest of it. Let's see if we can get Will in California
Got another question.
Will in California. Will, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Hi, Michael.
Okay, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, yeah, I've been learning a lot. You have a great source of information on your show. And I just wanted to make a comment on the slavery we have in this country, and then I wanted to say something about what you said about your grandfather. And what I tell people is, look, when you get income tax, what percentage would it take for you to be 100% enslaved, 100% tax? So whatever percent you are getting taxed on your income is probably slavery. And then, or something like that. That's what I usually tell people when I'm talking to them. But when you were talking about your grandfather...
I'm sorry. I have to cut in here. We got to take a station identification break. I'm going to respond to you on the other side. I have to let you go because we have a guest coming on the show in hour number two, but I will respond to your first comment. We'll be right back.
The next round of the